Heidi and Frank, dude.
That's right.
Heidi and Frank are back
on 85.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show here at 8:33 in the morning on a Friday, September 24th. Oh, the birthdays today. Should we go through the birthdays? Because I guess it's someone's birthday today. Very, very special person. Someone very close to me. And that's Ben Platt. Mm-hmm. He is the star of Evan in Dear Evan Hansen, who is in theaters right now. Look, there's his voice.
When you need a friend to carry you.
28.
And when you're broken on the ground, you will be found.
He was Benji. It's perfect if you're not familiar. Also celebrated birthday today is Stephanie McMahon, WWE's billion dollar princess and the boss's daughter. She's also married to Triple H, who just had a triple bypass.
Oh, right.
She's 45. Kevin Sorbo, Hercules, is turning 63. And Mean Joe Green, Pittsburgh Steeler legend. You always think about him and you see a bottle of Coca-Cola. Mean Joe Green's turning 75 years old and 17 days until National Coming Out Day. Eric, so could you stop dressing up early for it?
He's pre-gaming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's also exciting. Heidi Hamilton's birthday today.
Aww.
Yes, Heidi.
Thank you, thank you.
If you couldn't tell, if you're a VIP watching the show, Heidi's got her balloons.
Yes.
Behind her. And she's surrounded by gifts.
I am. I've gotten flowers.
Do you? Oh, who got you the flowers?
Corey? Corey got me flowers and a bottle of wine.
All right, what kind of wine did you get?
Kendall Jackson Chardonnay.
Yeah, you love that stuff.
Yeah.
All right, want to open up Jordan's gifts?
Okay, Jordan.
Jordan got you a couple bags in here.
Let's see. All right. Ooh. I know the bottle. It's La Crema.
I knew the bag that it was a bottle inside.
No, but I can see the top. It's one of my favorite wines,
she
too. La Crema Chardonnay.
La Crema, huh?
Yeah, Sonoma Coast. That's a good one, Jordan. Thank you.
Nothing but the finest for you, Heidi.
Thank you.
Happy
I
birthday.
Love it. Ooh, and it's cold. Crack that baby right now.
I kept in the fridge and put some ice packs in there for
I'm sure the Kendall Jackson's good, too, Corey. Don't worry.
Yeah, thanks,
it's
Jordan.
It's one of my favorites.
I know that
you
can go crazy about that.
Is this, Jordan, is this from you as well?
Yeah, the butt and the bag.
It looks like I got it. Maybe a little...
What are those cookies? What do you got there?
A little petite toast for, like, charcuterie. I feel like there might be a little charcuterie in here.
Oh, I got some cheeses in there.
Oh, and I like
some
that
meats?
You reused your squeezed delivery bag, Jordan.
I did.
Smart guy.
Thank you for the squeezed.
All right, we've got some dried apricots.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Or apricot. Oh, damn. You went to that good store.
And a wedge of cheese.
Ooh.
All right, so I couldn't decide. So I got you three different ones.
I see.
There's a, what is that, fromage?
Fromage. Uh-huh.
That's French.
We got a cow's cheese from France. Mm-hmm. We got a goat cheese from France.
Yep, that's the goat cheese.
If you went to
fromage,
they're all from France.
And, a sheep. Sheep from sheep cheese.
Yeah, from Dutch. That's Dutch. It's a Gouda.
I bet it is a Gouda.
I don't know. Thank you.
Now, Corey, I'm sure she's going to enjoy your craft singles as well.
I sure hope so.
That's awesome.
Heidi's hard to shop for, so I just got her what I knew she liked.
I'm not hard. This is perfect. Wine?
Cool. Is she really?
Charcuterie?
All right.
Come on.
You got any other gifts over there?
All right, so I got those. I got the flower. Oh, I have a little something.
You got a little something there. Looks like a little dog origami.
Little dog origami.
Got you that.
It's happy birthday, Heidi. This looks like, if I'm guessing, it's a Johnny Ice sort of situation.
Yes.
Or Eric. Eric correct. Does like folding things.
If I were to guess, I would say Aki.
All right, here. Okay, here we go.
It's a card?
Oh, you donated to Animal Tracks.
Yes, that's what you
from
said
your
you wanted.
Family. Yeah,
so that's
from
what
the,
I did.
From the Ice family. Thank you so much.
What's the card say?
It says he donated to Animal Tracks.
Oh, you took the receipt and you folded it up into a shape
that's
of
very
a dog.
Clever.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I am whatever we raised for my birthday for Animal Tracks, I am a matching.
Wow.
So I put something on my Facebook page about please donate. That's what I wanted. So thank you.
You were going to match whatever is donated?
Uh-huh. Today.
Up to a certain point, I'm guessing?
No.
So if everybody listening to the show right now donated $1 and $2 million comes in from Los Angeles,
wow.
You're donating $2 million.
I'm going to have to... maybe sell something. Perhaps my home.
Yeah. Maybe the fine print that thing. Up to $150. Or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to look out before
thank
you have to go bankrupt.
Thank you, Johnny.
You're welcome.
That,
yes.
That, I appreciate
what Eric
you.
Gets you. Eric, you got something?
Just go to Facebook.
No, I mean, I did the same thing Johnny did. I just didn't print it out for her.
Thank you.
But I did do that.
Oh,
I appreciate
asked for
you.
It days ago.
Yeah. That's why I wanted. Go to my Facebook page.
It's the imaginary origami that counts.
Go to my Facebook page. I have a birthday fundraiser. A lot of people do that for their birthday. They put up birthday fundraisers.
Oh, I didn't do it through the Facebook. Am I supposed to do it through
it's
the Facebook?
Okay. It's okay.
Oh, I didn't do it.
Because there's a total on the Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, whoops.
It's okay. It's okay. Hey, I just want them to have their money. It's fine.
So she doesn't have to match ours, Johnny. You see
yeah,
how that
exactly.
works?
I will match yours, too.
So now I have to print the receipt.
How much did you give, Eric? $2 million.
$48.
Oh, $48? Okay.
Thank you. I listen, if you gave a dollar, I'm grateful for you, so I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, open my card.
This is from you?
Yeah, it's from me.
Okay. Oh, you're not a licker. You're a folder.
Yeah, it's going to lick, and then I'm like, no.
Folder inner.
We only got so much time on the show.
With every birthday, you gain...
Well, no, tell the picture.
Well, on the front is an old lady.
Yeah.
On a scale with her cat watching her.
Yeah.
And it says, with every birthday, you gain wisdom. You gain wisdom.
Oh, yes.
Happy
like,
birthday.
She's thick as her weight.
Yeah, you okay. went one. I thought you were going to go one way.
That's how the card
works. And you went another one. And it, this
Now read the card.
KLOS t-shirt. I know it's been a tough year, but the best is yet to come. Happy birthday, Frank.
Oh, look at that, huh?
Thank you. Thank you. I certainly hope you're right. I'm holding
well,
you to
for,
it.
For me, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, probably. KLOS t-shirt? Oh, it's used it as paper.
I used it as paper to wrap the gift.
And a tissue.
Ooh. Right. I know what you do with t-shirts.
That was my snot t-shirt, and I wrapped your present in it.
And then I got the Dionne Warwick story on vinyl.
Yep, a decade of gold.
Because that's who I'm named after. My middle name is, in fact, Dionne, a decade of gold. Dang, look at all those hits.
Do you have a record player?
I do not. Oops. I'll get one.
Yeah, now you got to.
I have to. It gives me a good excuse to get one. Dionne Warwick in Valley of the Dolls. These are awesome.
A couple of Dionne Warwick albums for you.
My mom will get a kick out of this, too.
Well, I know. I mean, I figured that's what your mom named you after the day you were born.
That's right.
They named you Heidi Dionne.
That's right.
And so after Dionne Warwick, and I thought, well, now you'll understand why you got that name.
Yeah.
A couple of Dionne albums.
Perfect. Thank you.
And now you just need a record player. Right?
And a snotty...
No, I didn't blow my nose on that one. That was one I got out of the prize closet.
But there's like white crusty stuff here.
Ew. Okay, I did use it before, once before. But it says not snot.
Do we have any hand sanitizer?
You always wanted a baby.
That's right. Ew!
So just use that as how you see. You know,
thank you.
It was the birthdays for the 24th of September. The other birthday is happening this weekend. If you happen to celebrate your birthday tomorrow, you Saturday birthdays. You celebrate with Danny Glover and Childish Gambino, both turning 38. Not Danny Glover.
Donald Glover.
This is America.
Danny Glover's not 38.
Can you imagine Donald Glover singing this? Danny Glover.
He's way too old for this.
Hated this song when it first came out, and now I don't know what happened. I love it.
Really? That's how songs work.
I mean, remember when it came out and you showed me the video, Eric, and I was like, this is dumb.
Brilliant. And says so much.
I get it.
She finally got it.
Thank you. I got it.
That takes, sometimes,
I'm a late bloomer.
First time you hear it, you're like, eh.
It's like
next
math.
Thing you know, you love
I'm
it.
Just smarter than you because I got it quicker.
That's
right,
true.
But you can learn.
I can. Yeah. It's just going to take me a minute.
T.I. is turning 41 on Saturday. Never mind what haters say. Ignore them till they fade away. Amazing they are great. But after all the game I gave away, safe to say I paved the way for you. Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas, married couple, share a birthday. She's turning 52. He's turning 77.
Whoa.
Will Smith's turning 53 tomorrow. To you all the kids all across the
land. There's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand.
Heather Locklear is turning 60 tomorrow. Mark Hamill is turning 70. And he hasn't been on the show, but I've invited him. Potsy on Happy Days. Anson Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Is turning 72. Cheryl Teague, supermodel, turning 74. And Barbara Walters is turning 92.
She's sort of been out of the public eye for a while, so I don't know that she's doing that well.
Yeah, 92. Also, on Sunday birthdays, Serena Williams turning 40. Christina Milian turning 40. Who's that?
She's singer.
An actress singer?
Singer.
You don't have any Christina Milian?
I don't.
She is gorgeous.
You got some Sean Stockman from Boys to Men turning 49. Jim Caviezel, he is Jesus. He's turning 53. Linda Hamilton from Terminator is turning 65. Cesar Rosas, from Los Lobos, turning 67. Also, Olivia Newton-John is turning 73. My God. And Brian Ferry from Roxy Music turning 76. More than that, you know there's nothing more than that. And this guy, friend of the show, who came on, I don't know if you were here that day, Heidi, but Jonathan Goldsmith. He used to be the most interesting man in the world.
Oh, I was out that day.
In the Dos Equis beer commercials. He is 83.
How was he?
He's great. Oh. Very interesting.
Well, there's a lot of pressure.
You wouldn't think, but no, he's one of the most interesting men in the world. He is turning 83.
A lot of pressure to be interesting, I'd imagine, if you're him.
All right, those are your birthdays for the weekend, including Heidi's birthday, which we're still celebrating throughout the day. So if you have something to tip back, go ahead and tip it back.
Tip it.
Tip it up. I wish, where's my coffee?
Mm.
It's here someplace.
Dang it. Need a coffee bar.
You know, oh, yeah. All right. A little coffee bar. Eric, do you got some news?
Sure, I do. Brought to you by Grocery Outlet. All right. From the most interesting man in the world to the most interesting mouse in the world. Who is that? Come
that's
on.
That's Mickey Mouse. There's no. Oh, that's not even. It's not even a close competition.
For legal purposes, that was not actually Mickey Mouse.
Oh, okay.
I have to say that. I legitimately do.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, since we're talking Disney, all you have to do is text the keyword that you're going to hear nearly every hour. Text it to 68.
Mouse.
Oh, it is?
Because people are texting the show mouse.
So you always know the keyword because they accidentally text it to you.
Yeah, the idiots let me know what it is.
Gotcha. So don't text HF and then the keyword.
To 68683. That won't win you anything.
It's the same number. Text the keyword that you hear. It's pretty much right when we go to commercial break or right before we come out of commercial break. Jordan plays the keyword from the other room. You'll hear it. You'll text 68683 nearly every hour.
That's confusing. They should have done a different number.
They should have.
Yeah. I didn't come up with this. I just read off the piece of paper.
Yeah.
They also give you $500, though.
That's
we don't do
great.
That when you text our show.
No. No.
So you get $500 for Disneyland passes. If you don't win today, you can try again because we start with a clean slate every day. Yesterday's winner, congratulations to Ronnie Nelson. He's going to Disneyland. All right. Thank you, everybody, who sent me the story about the gunman who killed a person and wounded at least 12 others. I think Frank's more updated version of the story said 13 or 14 may have been injured.
I remember.
But this says 12 at a Kroger grocery store in Tennessee. People were asking, do you have family there? Are they safe? It happened in Colliersville, which is close by to Memphis. I don't have anybody in my life that is close to there.
I saw St. Jude posts about, you know,
did they?
Sorry to everybody.
Yeah, that's our Memphis family there in Tennessee. So our thoughts and prayers are with the people affected by that shooting. Oh, Johnny, that hand recount in Arizona. Affirmed, Biden did defeat Trump in the 2020 election. So many of my conservative friends on Facebook were like, wait till Thursday. Wait till Thursday.
Oh, thinking they were going to come up with the numbers were going to be different. All of a sudden, Trump's back in office?
Yeah. But it didn't happen. Biden still officially won. According to a hand recount by Republicans, we should say that they did perform this recount and affirmed that Joe Biden is president.
Sorry, Johnny. It was legit, I guess.
You
counted it.
Well, if he counted it, it could be wrong.
If you're going to have fake votes in there, hey, you're going to count fake votes. You're going to count it because they're still there.
So even though you counted them, you're still saying the number you came up with was wrong because you counted things that weren't supposed to be there.
Correct.
So why'd you count them?
Well, because they were there. You have to count them.
It's like if you're looking at a deck of cards, the deck of cards have been mixed with another deck of cards, and you got to separate the cards from the reds, from the blues. You're like, all right, you're looking you're at each one, go, does this look like a duplicate? Does it look like a fake? Does it look like, you know, maybe I'll research this one? I'm just going to go in and count them. What the hell did you do? Nothing. Besides, make yourself look like an idiot.
Maybe you're onto something, Frank. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Johnny he's not responsible for this.
That's Arizona.
Not this particular thing. He was here yesterday in California.
I was.
Right.
All right.
All right. Let's see here. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Wednesday.
What's oh my that? God! Somebody's here. As a surprise for Heidi's birthday. Oh, hello.
Hi.
Look. It's the crew. It's Kim from Alasta Brewing Company, who basically makes our Dig Tussie beer for us.
Oh, my God.
So.
Why did you say we were listening this morning?
They bought a watermelon for Heidi's thighs.
They
bought a bunch of Alasta Brewing stuff. Very, very special.
That's direct for her.
Now, here's the thing. Yeah, wow. Alasta Brewing teamed up with us a while back to make Dig Tussie that we make actual money from. So I understand the second vat, the big
yes.
Dig Tussie vat,
yes.
is done, is ready to go, is ready to keg.
As we speak.
It's kegging as we speak.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I posted about that last night.
People came in asking for it already.
Oh, yeah, and they're like, okay, it's not quite ready yet.
Exactly.
Are we canning a lot more this time?
Yes.
Yes, we're canning more as well.
Because they can.
Yeah.
Because we can.
I mean, if you can.
We drink what we can, and then what we can't, we can.
And exactly. Frank can always drink what he can.
You guys came the day, I guess this is like a very special launch of
a very special
new beer.
Very special brew.
I have to lift the whole box.
Just the cover.
Oh.
Heidi, what beer do we have coming out now?
Oh my God.
Tell us what it is.
Oh. You did not. Heidi's Dirty Bathwater, one stout bitch.
It's official.
Are you
kidding
me? Oh my God.
For the queen, her own beer.
Oh, well, I...
You gotta drink it. Pass me one. I gotta taste this stuff, too. I mean, I know.
The moment you mentioned that, I'm like, we gotta do it.
Do you guys want one?
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. Heidi was talking about her...
Her
well water she had grown up was brown, and she thought everybody had brown.
Oh my God,
bathwater.
That is insane.
And we talked about it. She actually posted a picture on Instagram of her in the bathtub with the brown bathwater. So that picture is actually now the can itself. It's written on the wall of the tile, Heidi's Dirty Bathwater.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
Oh my God. Wonder if that's the first time an underage child's ever been on a beer can.
Possibly.
So you can get this at Alasta Brewing, too? Is it on tap?
No.
This is special.
We just made it special just for Heidi.
That is hilarious.
Nobody can buy this. There's two cases.
Oh, my God. Nobody can buy it, Heidi. Nope.
That is so funny.
It's a collector's item.
Oh, right, absolutely. Here. Oh, my God.
It is really good.
You might not want to drink it all. You just collect it.
It is tasty. It's
but
really
we brought you another case just in case.
Oh, there's two.
Cool.
Very good.
You guys are hilarious.
If you don't mind, you have to open
that. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Here.
Oh, another gift.
Yep.
We're lost to brewing.
I get what I get. Okay. Well, that's because I don't know if the one ever made it to you.
Oh, right. Yes.
Oh, it's the right size tank.
Yeah, because Frank gave me a 3XL. He's like, yeah, here you go for Alasta.
And it was a little tight, so thanks for bringing her a
full. Was a little tight on that.
Oh.
Byron, you shaved your beard off. I barely recognized
you
coming in. What happened to you?
It was bugging me. I had to get it off.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, and a T-shirt, too, of the official beer.
Heidi's Dirty Bathwater, one stout bitch. That is.
Is that the best birthday present you ever got?
That is pretty.
Your dad would be so proud.
Oh my God, my dad! I hope my dad's watching from heaven.
Okay, can I take a pic?
Of course. Oh my God.
Absolutely. All right, you guys gonna stick around for stay or go?
Absolutely.
We'll drink some more. Heidi's Dirty Bathwater Stout.
That is hilarious.
818-955-2955 is the number for Stay or Go Next. You'll decide if a band has what it takes to stay in the music business or get out of it today. But first, we got to get some traffic. What's going on, Aki?